None but the hungry heart. 5:26. Good ground. Jesus answered and said unto him, Before Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. John 1:48. In Luke 8:8, we read, And others fell on good ground, and sprang up, and bore fruit, an hundredfold. The more fully and thoroughly hearts are cultivated before conversion, the more healthy and fruitful they will be after conversion. Many Christians hurriedly seek to plant the seed in unprepared soil, and then wonder why it is so soon withered, choked, or snatched away. Good ground are they who, having heard the word, keep it, and bring forth fruit with patience. I believe that a work of God sometimes goes on behind a particular man or family, village or district, before the knowledge of the truth ever reaches them. It is a silent, unsuspecting work, not in mind and heart, but in the unseen realm behind these. Then, when the light of the gospel is brought, there is no difficulty, no conflict. The battle has been won. It is, then, simply a case of stand still and see the salvation of God. This should give us confidence in praying intelligently for those who are far from gospel light. The longer the preparation, the deeper the work. The deeper the root, the firmer the plant when once it springs above the ground. I do not believe that any deep work of God takes root without long preparation somewhere. Concentrate your prayers on behalf of some soul or souls, and pray for such night and day until they come to Christ. Then continue to pray for them until Christ is formed in them. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. Malachi 3:1.